This example shows you the effect of declaring something unsigned when it comes to bid operations. In particular, we're talking about the shift right operation. You may recall that we talked a little about sign extension way back in the operators chapter. Whenever you shift an integer to the right, it propagates its sign bit. I'm about to prove that right now. I've declared here, well, this is, you know, very similar to that same program we had a long time ago. The only difference between the declarations here and what you've seen before is the introduction of the word unsigned for n. So n is unsigned, m is not unsigned, it's a signed integer. And let's take a look at the differences here. Now, when I use the complement operator, tilde, to flip all of the bits, then that, of course, makes all the ones that were 0 ones, and that's why all those f's are there for both n and m when you flip them. But now, take a look what happens when I take that result, the ones complement of n, and shift it to the right four bit positions. That third line of output will show you that I got zeros. But when I do the same thing for m, which is signed, it did propagate the sign bit as things were shifted to the right. So that is the main difference between signed and unsigned as far as bitwise operations are concerned. If you want to propagate a zero instead of the sign bit as you shift to the right, you declare the integer unsigned. And that's what it will do. Otherwise, it'll do the normal sign extension.